Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicole Smith Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Listen to me, family. It is major what you can do if you put the time in. I can tell you right now, I, along with special guests, will be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people, 602-753-1848. Same number you dialed in, or they can listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We have been talking about what's the 411, what's the 411, what's the real deal to your first or your next six figures in your network marketing business, okay? What's the 411, your six-figure formula for network marketing success? Now, I can tell you right now that there is a huge, huge aha you're going to get on today. If you haven't done this already, but are you applying it? Our word is going to be coming out of Matthew 6 and 21. You got to go to God on this one, guys. No one can do this part for you that we're going to be talking about on today. So we got to go to God and ask him for his assistance before we read the word. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we are joyous and we're glad in it. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we are allocating this gift called time that you have given us. We thank you, oh dear Lord, that you even know the exact number of each and every one of our lives. And I'm in this day, oh dear Lord, we are committing to using that time more effectively, oh dear Lord, so that we can now realize and do the great exploits in your name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the one who give us the ability to gain wealth. Dear Lord, we will no longer continue to look in these empty places for the answers. We're coming directly to you, the source. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that you're acknowledging us at a higher level, because we're acknowledging you as we now begin to look at ourselves and our lives the way that you did, the way you intended before we were formed in our mother's womb. We'll be careful, oh dear Lord, to follow all of your commandments so we can realize all of the dreams that you had for us. You've laid it already on the inside of us. Let them come now into the forefront of our minds and our hearts so that we will move forward in excellence. We will move forward in expectancy so that we can go out and do big things. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray and seal this prayer. Amen. So, guys, good morning, good morning, good morning. Guys, I am in the chilly Detroit, Michigan. I am here at our corporate headquarters for day number two, and the time that we put in on yesterday to plan for our convention, our company's convention. And, you know, this is always the largest event that ever happens all year long. And yet many people are not preparing for that year-long event every single year. Now, as we're talking about your six-figure formula, the six-figure formula, if you haven't already, I know that you probably had to go back and you need to listen to what do you have to give up to go up. And even one day of a change, one day, then people begin to reallocate their time. And I need you to understand something, that the word of God in Matthew 6 and 21 says, for where your treasure is, you're looking for the money, you're looking for your financial freedom. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So if your treasure is where your heart is, the question is, where are you when it comes to your heart? What is it that you're contemplating on? What is it that you are thinking about each and every day? Your thoughts are coming out of your heart. And if you don't understand that thoughts become the things, this is nothing you can fake. You cannot fake it till you make it when it comes to the things of the heart. And so you need to understand that there needs to be a plan for you to work on your heart. So I need you to understand that the plan is for you to become a blessing, not only to be blessed. I need you to understand this. Most people are always coming to be blessed versus become a blessing. And if you understand that your money, the treasure, whatever you're looking for, is wherever your heart is, if you are not a giver, you're only the receiver, you will always be running out of time, running out of money, running out of resources, running out of hope, running out of faith. You'll always be running out. That's why we have to fill up our heart with the right things so the right things are coming out each and every day. I need you to understand today, and I keep saying I need you to understand why, because most people are lacking the understanding of where it is. They think it's all about their deeds, their good deeds, because that is a shallow place. You say, I give, I do, but from where are you doing it? From where are you doing it now? When I thought about yesterday, as I was sitting down there and planning something so huge, and I'm looking around the table with people that only God would have known that I would have been sitting at the table, the best of the best, our co-founders of our company, but people who have come from, people who could only fly in for a few hours because they are so massive in the industries. God has sent us the people who are the best, people who have done huge like Academy Awards and all these type of events, and then God sent them to us in a time. In a time where we need it. And I can tell you one thing. As I went back and I said, how did I get to this table? I've asked God so many times, different places and tables and things that he's brought us to, the best of the best. And the answer keeps coming up. Because your heart is with me. Your heart is with you. Get it. I need you guys to get it. When you're coming here, Power Starts Your Day, you're not coming to get it for yourself. You're coming to get it for the people. We talk about leadership and duplication all the time. So, need you got to think about it. If I was stressed out about my time, this is one of the biggest objections in network marketing. People say, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. Well, as far as the time is concerned, every single one of us get the same exact hour, minute, nanosecond of time every single day. So then what is the difference? The six-figure formula, it's what you do with your time. Now, if I was stressed out about time and money, would I be able to sit at that table without fidgeting, without whatever, thinking about this, thinking about that, in total peace? This is where we're ushering you. This is where we're taking you with Power Start Your Day. So you'll never, ever, ever have to covet anyone else's life. You'll never, ever, ever have to be jealous of anyone else's success. You'll never, ever, ever, ever have to count yourself out or think you don't deserve it. You will be walking into some big, big, big business. If I was worried about time and money, I wouldn't be able to give as much. Do you understand? Giving to you each and every day is because of where I put my time before this call. It's about where I put my time before we started Power Start Your Day. Let's talk about that on today. So now, I want you guys to start coming into the call. And so I want you to start talking about investing time. Wherever you put your time is how you're communicating to God, to the universe, as to what you really desire, what you really want, what you're really after. So I've had you do this homework assignment before where you've taken a time journal of 72 hours. Many people are struggling in the area of finances because of where they spend their time. Now, you know, you talk about Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn says that time is more valuable than money. Why? Because you can get more money, but you can't get more time. And so if you're only trading dollars for hours, you're putting 40 hours into something else that is not building what you truly desire, guess what happens? You may get a promotion on your job. And guess what? In that world, we're not of that world. We're just in it. That world will still say, it doesn't matter how much time you put in, you can still be cut off. But when you are building your own business, you say, well, people get terminated from network marketing companies, whatever. No, but the things that you put your time into, learning the skills, building up team, learning leadership, you can take it and do it anywhere. So whatever you do with your time makes every difference for what level or what experience you're going to have in your network marketing company. And so many people do this thing called wasting time. They waste more time worrying, talking about the people who are successful, cutting down the companies and whatever. They take their time to do that. So if you understand this, that your treasure is wherever your heart is, then now if you reverse engineer this, you got to put your heart in some different places. So then now you'll do some different things with your time. So we always talk about this thing called a cash calendar. Do you know you have to plan to earn cash? Yeah, we know manna fell out the sky when the people were, you know, coming out of Egypt into the wilderness, but they were just so just crazy about all their issues and problems and dramas and coming up against the leadership of Moses, that something that should have taken them just days, weeks, took them years. Generations died in the wilderness just because of what people did with their time. So now it's taking you longer to grow in your network marketing business because of what you're choosing to do with your time. Now, I want to tell you this. What's the 411? What's the information? You need to calendar what you're doing for your time so it can turn into cash. Calendar what you do with your time so you can turn it into cash. I have recruited people or prospected people and have the conversation. How much time did it take you to become a millionaire? More time than you're willing to say, because I never asked how much time was it going to take me. I just put my heart in it and went to work. I did more than just the deeds. I put my heart in it, even the small things, went to work, and it began to blossom and then taught other people how to duplicate that. And the people who duplicate it the closest have the biggest success. Now, can you get it a little bit wrong and still have success? Absolutely. I do all the time. But then now I turn back around and look at where my heart is and start putting more time in getting better, doing better, understanding whatever your heart is, there is the cash. There is, and I just saying cash, you thinking money, I'm talking about the wealth. So now this is the thing. What are you doing with your time when no one else is looking? You think that your upminds are supposed to keep calling you to tell you what you should be doing with your time? You seeking and you're knocking and you're asking with your time, you will run into success. How do I know? Because every company I've been in, an upline abandoned me. So it has nothing to do with your upline, but everything to do with you. When we go into money, money is secondary to time. Time is the first factor in your six-figure formula, allocating the time to build the business. 24 hours, 888. Maybe your 8 hours of sleep ain't worth it. You dreaming, but you live in nightmares. Let's come up out of that sleep and allocate more time to building the business, learning what you need to learn, applying what you're learning. Let's go into the queue. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. 770-256-8970. Good morning. I'm sorry, I called out the phone number. Normally do the first and the last. Good morning to you.
Oh, that's coming fine.
Good morning.
Good morning,
let's discuss.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so excited that you're talking about time, because that's something that, you know, even the Bible talks about, don't waste opportunities, right? And that's something that if we're honest with ourselves, we do waste time sometimes. We even waste time thinking about things. That's me, right? I'm going to raise my hand to that. I spend more time thinking about something as opposed to doing something. And I'm transitioning now where I say, okay, you know, thought about it. Now let me just get to it. And then I can change it as I'm working if I realize it doesn't work out, right? As opposed to just think all of the different shortfalls or things that could happen, as opposed to worrying about that, I just say, go ahead, just do it. Just do it, and then we'll work through it, right? And then what you talked about on Monday about planning, you can plan, and then things may change according to your plan, but that's where you have to be flexible. That's where you end up having to, you know, say, okay, let me work this plan, but if something comes in it, just stay motivated and keep pushing through. So, I mean, you're talking about real principles that we can apply, and that's what I really like. So I've never done a time journal. I'm kind of a little bit blown away right now because I said I do need to sit down and pay attention to my time, because time is more valuable than money, because we don't get time back. So I appreciate you pointing that out.
Wow, and let me tell you this, you know, procrastination is a combination of fear and pride. Procrastination is a combination of fear and pride. And those two things are deadly to success. I am telling you right now, you know, the whole idea, why do thinking, they only want to study versus do, because they are prideful. They don't want to, they're worried about what people are going to think if I get it wrong. They're worried about, or they're too hard on themselves for mistakes. Those things, if you think about it, the word of God says pride comes before the fall. You cannot succeed with pride. You got to not care about if you're getting it right and just do it in network marketing. I can tell you that whole fear and pride combination, I see it all the time. It comes in areas of scarcity where people start getting really irritated. Not you, but they get irritated when they see people walking in abundance. And because they're sitting there, they're thinking about scarcity. I tell you, it's fear, thinking I could never have that. See, we go deep here on Power Start Your Day. I am going to ruffle some feathers because I want to excavate, take that stuff out, put in you what it requires to have life and have it more abundantly.
Thank you.
Even if you have great things and you see somebody else with something, thank you so, so much, Sandra. You have a lot of things. You're blessed with some things, and you're so blinded from what your blessings are that you can't even applaud someone else doing something great. That's scarcity. That means that you think it's not enough room for you at the top, not in network marketing. This is called free enterprise. Anybody can take their spot at the top, but then they'll shackle their minds and their hearts and now move right back into scarcity. Good morning, 443, last 49336. Good morning. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller here. Good morning, 201-4240. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Dana. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for this morning.
Yes, time. Very serious thing.
Yes. So, you know, just listening in and really taking inventory, self-inventory, right, I realized that this is an area that I can absolutely get more disciplined in, especially when you are balancing out a full-time job with your network marketing business and want to make it your full-time career. I have learned that I've got to be so disciplined with how I'm spending my time, whom I'm spending my time with, whether it's, you know, family, business, or otherwise. But because time is essential, it's something that I can't get back. I can make, you know, money over and over and over again. But if I don't discipline my time, I'm limiting my even ability to make the type of money that I want to make. And you just can't get that back. You know, time is not replaceable. And I've learned, you know, I think in the last 10 months, when I say get disciplined with my time, I used to make excuses of, well, I can't make calls, you know, during the day because I'm at work. No, 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 not anymore. I have found other ways to fit that in. I go to my car sometimes, and I'll sit in the car if I don't want to sit in my office and make phone calls. I mean, mm-hmm. It takes 15 minutes, really, to have a lunch. I don't need to sit for an hour at lunch, you know, every single day. I take that time and I just kind of discipline it out so that I can have what I call my mobile office time, connecting with customers or engaging with business partners or even prospects. That was one area that I can absolutely say I had to really get serious about, because I realized I was setting myself back by not doing that, by just being kind of, you know, well, let's see what happens. No, no, no. I had to get very disciplined. I was not the girl with the calendar outside of, you know, my day job. And I think some of that came from because I'm always in meetings and I just needed some time to kind of just be free of that. And then I just had this reawakening. Wait a minute, Dana. You know, you can't focus on where you are. Where are you going? And when I started focusing on where I'm going and the things that I want to do and the people that I want to help, I had to change me. So being disciplined with my time, and I hate to sometimes come off aggressive with my time, but I just try to please that I even say to my family, like, if I have given you an opportunity, a window to share some time with me, please don't miss that, because it's essential to me. It means everything mm-hmm. to me. It's the one thing I cannot get back.
There you go.
So I just wanted to share my story with that. Thank you, Nicola.
This is so powerful. Let me tell you guys something. When you start looking at the cash calendar, you know why a lot of people fear, and I'm going to tell you, fear to look at the cash calendars, because they don't want to check their priorities. They don't want to see, like, okay, they may think like, all right, me building my business, or this is a season where I am going to build my business, and I have to now dumb down the priorities to God, family, and my business, God, family, and really, like, intimate, immediate family and my business for a season. They're afraid to do that, because just like what Dana said, you know, people will try to impose on your time. If people don't know what to do with their time, they will try to allocate your time. But you got to understand that the allocation of your time was already done with your purpose, with what God wanted you to do before you were formed in your mother's womb. And many of us, because God has given us the will, He's given us free will. That is where we make our decisions in our mind. We misallocate the time. When we get serious and we start asking God, what did you have intend? What was your intent for my life? What was your intent for where I should be right now? What should I be doing? You are afraid of the answer. Because what it's going to do is it's going to reallocate your time, and it's going to now eliminate some people, places, and things. But I want you to understand that the rewards are great, bigger than you could ever imagine, if you begin to now even seek and ask God, what did you have planned? That's why people be trying to walk in other people's shoes, because they're not sure where their shoes are. I can assure you the plan for your life might be even bigger than theirs if you chose to even put the time into it. I need you guys to help me on this call on this morning. Create the cash calendar and calendar your six figures. It's going to require, you got 888. I need you to separate that 888 and see, okay, my time for sleep, my time for work, on somebody else's dream, and how much time am I putting into my own dream, and what's imposing on that time. You want the 411, it's going to be all in your face. When you do that cash calendar, you're going to see that you scrolling down social media too long instead of posting things that's going to inspire or educate or get people in your business. You're scrolling more than you're posting. You're going to find that you're having conversations that are going nowhere fast with people that don't want to go nowhere. You're going to find that now you even entertain folks who's trying to get you off your game, off your dime, versus you being on your dime because your time was not already allocated. Dana said something that she's aggressive with her time. And she doesn't want to be. I can assure you, aggression doesn't have to be rude. It just can be intentional. Your personality will dictate how it comes off. However, being intentional about your time, being specific about your time is extremely important. Each hour of the day is broken down into fours, and then you got the eights. Don't you think those numbers are by mistake? When Dana shared 15 minutes, you know how much you can get done in 15 minutes? You can create your three posts for your social media that's going to now start branding you and letting people know what you do and where you at and how you think, what you're about, where you're trying to go for this next year coming up. I can tell you that 15 minutes can work a charm. Another 15 minutes, half of us can skip that 15 minutes of eating. I know I'm one of them. If I don't eat for a month, I wouldn't look like I missed a meal. Can you eat and actually now continue to read or put something in your head so that now when you are trying to inspire someone, it's coming from your heart, not from something you just regurgitating or something somebody told you, instead of that being something somebody that you know? It can start being something you know. Spend time building up your heart with God. He will tell you some things that will blow your mind about you. Let's get power started today. Create that cash calendar. Tomorrow when we come and we start talking about money, don't talk about money if you can't be clear on what you're going to do with the time to get the money. You can't talk about money unless you're clear on what's going to be happening with the time. So people say, well, I got my money working for me. The times when people have money working for them go back far, unless they had an inheritance that was left for their children's children, which what we're planning on doing now, unless they already were born with the money, there was some point in time where they had to do something different with their time for them to have extra, where they can still pay their bills and invest the money. If it wasn't them, it was their granddaddy or their grandmama. If it wasn't them, it was the great granddaddy or great grandmama. At some point in time, you're building your foundation. Someone has to take the time and be intentional about moving to that next level financially. Guys, let's make it an awesome day. Let's do the cash calendar and let's put the time in. But remember, don't put your time in without the right heart. Have a great night. Well, morning.